Blog Talk Radio.
Safely stash all weed and blunts.
Is there anyone here?
What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about? Hey, 100, spit it out your mouth.
In the building once again, man. Get myself situated here. Running a little late. Running a little behind schedule as usual. Nevertheless, welcome to the show. You feel what I'm saying? K100 Internet Radio. I'm your host, Blizzum. All right? Want to thank everybody for tuning in to the show. You feel me? We got a more serious show tonight. You feel me? One of my more, not necessarily just all serious. I wanted to be fun. But, you know, this is one of the shows where, you know, We're not gonna play around and, you know, get all wild and crazy, I guess. You feel what I'm saying? So, you're 4-1. Episode 79. The thing about offspring, we're talking about the most important thing in your life. You feel me? If you are, in fact, a grown up, an adult, a real person. You feel what I'm saying? Now, if you don't live in some kind of fake-ass fantasy world, you know, where you don't got to, you know what I'm saying, handle your business, but if you really, 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 really are a good parent, then we're talking about the most important thing in your world, which you should be, which is, in fact, your kid. Alright? Now, the demographic for my show, of course, you know, I have all these statistics and stuff that we look at or whatever, what have you. You feel what I'm saying? And let me know who's listening to my show, the age, the average age, whatnot, what have you. You feel what I'm saying? So my average demographic is about 25 to 40. Right up in there. In between 25 and 40, most of them going to be in the 30s. You feel what I'm saying? Under 25, now I think I'm talking over half of their head most of the time. So, you know, but we're talking about, you know, people 25 to 40. And I'm gonna say I think about a 75% chance you got at least one child if you listen to my show. At least one. 75 to 80% chance you got at least one child. So for me to go all the way up to almost 80 episodes and not have at least one show dedicated to what is deemed most important to most people within that age range, well, that's just fucking ludicrous. Doesn't make any sense. Therefore, we have episode 79. I'll get into that in a minute. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. 347-934-0966. Want to welcome you again to K100 Internet Radio Talk/Indie Music. My show is a talk show format, but we do spin music. I myself am an artist and a producer and an engineer myself. I own an independent record label, Shayless Entertainment, which K100 is associated with and is a subsidiary of. That being said, I'm all about forward progression for the independent artists out here in the game. This is another platform that you can get your music heard. I'm not an all music show, but I do spin good music, good quality music. That being said, if you're an artist or you know anyone that's an artist, I want you to tell them to send their music to k100radio@gmail.com. That's the letter K, the number 100radio@gmail.com. All right? I got a couple more submissions in. Someone sent me a song, and I'm going to spin it, but I don't think I'm going to be able to spin it on today's show. I don't know, but shout out to Sasha B for sending me her music. And she actually was trying to get it played. She's trying to get it played for another show, another topic that we had, but she actually sent it in like right in the middle of the show. So I didn't get that email until after the show because I don't check my email exactly while I'm doing the show. Plus, it's too difficult to upload the music while I'm doing the show. You feel me? Because I'm already using three computers at the same time while I'm doing this. So, but if you're my Facebook friend or you know anybody, you get my Facebook text, and you know somebody that may have a song, that's, especially if it's talking about something that you know I'm going to be talking about on an upcoming show, make sure you tell them to send it in. Sasha B, baby, I'm still probably going to spin your song anyway, just on off-kilter, because, like I said, you had a song exactly centered around that subject, but I don't know when that, I'm going to be talking about that again, so I'm just going to spin your song, you feel me, and just show some love anyway, all right? But once again, k100radio@gmail.com. That's where you send your music in to get spanned on K100 Radio. All right? We're also on MySpace. We're on Facebook. And we're on iTunes in the iTunes Music Store up under Podcast. All right? Of course, you know if you're an Apple user, you know how that works. You subscribe to a podcast. My podcast is free. I don't charge anything for it. It's totally free. I just want you to get a show. All right? And spread the word and tell the people. I worry about sponsors. I get their money. I don't want your money. I don't want the listeners' money. I want the sponsors' money. Those are the ones who are going to have to pay for this. All right? So once I get all you guys listening, then the sponsors are going to want to pay me. That's how radio works. That's how TV works. All right? Y'all listen. They pay because they know y'all listen. In that order. So in order for me to start getting sponsors and getting this show bigger than what it is right now, I need more listeners first. Which means if you love K100 Internet Radio and you are our MySpace friend, our Facebook friend, if you know about us on iTunes, or if you just have people that might like the show, email them a link to the show. Email them a link to the podcast, all right? Let them listen to it. They might like it, and they can call in. Then my numbers go up. More listeners. I can say I got X amount of people listening to every show. Now people want to pay me to get the commercials on. Now I get more money coming in. Now K100 gets bigger. It gets more crunk and it gets more wild. I know there are some people who might not want necessarily to get too big. But I promise you this. We will never change. We will always keep it 100. I don't give a damn if fucking Obama listening. Real talk. Not changing the format. Gotta say what I gotta say. It's probably why Obama could never be associated with this show. It's not gonna do good for his image. It's really not. 347-934-0966. Welcome everybody that's on the line. We're talking about your prized possession, the most important thing in life today. We're talking about your kids. Things about offspring. Offspring being your children. Alright? Most important people in the world, man. The most important thing, one of the biggest decisions that you're going to make in your life will be pertaining to your kids. You know what I'm saying? You're gonna make decisions based on their, if you're a good parent, you know what I'm saying, you handle your business and you're on your grown man, you're on your grown woman, majority of the decisions that you're gonna make after you have kids are gonna have something to do with them. They're gonna be intertwined some kind of way, shape, or form with that decision. Where you work, the hours you work, alright, where you live, you feel me? What kind of car you drive? Got too many kids? Can't drive a sports car. You feel me? If you're a woman, you got daughters, but you just can't be around dressing like a hoochie everywhere you go, because then they're going to think it's okay for you to dress like a hoochie. Maybe, maybe not. We'll talk about that. It's part of the discussion. All right? I'm going to go ahead and read the synopsis of the show. Hold on a second. I'm taking a shot at 1800. Because kids can be stressful. Uh-huh, yeah. Taking a shot at 1800 before we start this whole line of questioning. Before we start this whole conversation, I'm going to go ahead and take me a shot because my kids can stress me out. And if you got kids like I got kids, and we're going to talk about kids tonight, our children, I don't know how the hell I got a million damn callers calling into my show when I'm talking about sex or if I'm talking about some craziness, some wild shit. My lines will be filled up. I'm going to see how many people fill up my lines tonight. We talking about some shit that should trump everything I've talked about on this damn show thus far. 79 episodes, I have not talked about one single thing that means more to me than what I'm about to talk about tonight. Now, that's just all I can say about that. That's a testament to you. If you feel like you can take the time to call into the show and discuss sex positions and you know, check out the Freakometer episode, but you can't check out episode 79. You feel what I'm saying? Things about your offspring. Yeah. I don't know. Maybe you got your priorities messed up. And everybody needs a little help. See, the problem a lot of people gonna do today, or the mentality. I don't talk about my kids. Or can't anybody tell me about my kids? I'm not trying to tell you how to raise your kids or nothing with this show, at all whatsoever. Cause you ain't gonna tell me how to raise mine. You ain't gonna tell me if I should whoop mine's ass or not. I don't give a fuck if I'm in the middle of Walmart. Mash their ass if they get wrong. Yeah. Can't do that everywhere. That's the problem with society. We'll get into that. I'm going to go ahead and read the synopsis of the show. Let me break this thing all the way down for y'all, man. Episode 79. Children, the most important thing a person has. More important than your mate, your money, your career, your hobbies, your car, and even yourself. But the thing about offspring is they are not simple objects that we possess. They are complicated, imperfect beings with a wide range of issues. Just like the people that made them. Just like you and me. You're a complicated person, you know what I'm saying? Everything that you, in your life isn't just black and white. You feel me? It's not so simple. You got issues. Your kids gonna have issues. Alright? So you're dealing with people here. Alright? That grow up, whose mentality change, that mature, that go through puberty. All kinds of shit. Alright? What do you do about discipline? How do you deal with that? That's one of the main questions. You know what I mean? How do you deal with bad kids or kids who are misbehaving? All right? Spare the rod, spoil the child, it's an old biblical saying. But I can buy into that. I believe in whooping the kid's ass. Yes, I do. 100%. For sure. If you don't whoop your kid's ass, and you feel like I'm wrong for whooping my kid's ass, please hit the number one. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial in, by the way. Welcome everybody that's already on the line. If you don't believe in that, I gotta talk to you. I wanna see your method that's more effective. And we can go back and forth, and I'll tell you why mine is more effective than yours any day of the week. Not abuse them, but you must whoop some ass. Anyway, in this crazy world, we can't be with them 24/7, so we teach them to survive the best that we can. Sadly, you can't address the subject of children in the black community without addressing the single parent issue, since most of our kids don't have both parents in the home. A sad statistic, but it is what it is. I didn't make that up. That's just a simple truth. I don't know how we got here. I don't know how that happened. Well, actually, yeah, the fuck I do. Let me stop lying. I wasn't keeping it 100. I do know exactly how the fuck we got here, but that's a whole nother show, so we won't get into that. It's a tough job. How do you maintain? What do you do when the little innocent child hits junior high and they start to get bombarded with the social pressures of sex, drugs? It's interesting. Because I have a lot of sex and I do a lot of drugs. Now, that's neither here nor there, people. The show's not about me. The show is about the kids, okay? Let's not bring up old shit. That'll be serious. I gotta be serious. This is a serious subject. But, do you tell them to abstain, or do you tell them to protect themselves? That is a very important key question. That's one I'm going to really maintain and harp on. If you got kids who are in between the ages of, well, let's just say junior high and up, okay? I'm going to ask you when you call the show, when you hit the number one, when you ask me, when you want to talk or whatever, first thing I'm going to ask you, do you have kids? What are their ages? You feel me? And we'll take it from there, all right? But if you got kids that are of middle school and high school and up age, I see you 646. You're the first person to hit the one. You will be first. After I'm done with the synopsis, I'll go straight to your line. All right? What do you tell them? It's very interesting. What about dealing with the other parent when you are not in a relationship with them? Do you make the effort to have a decent relationship with them, even if you can't stand their ass? Because that is in the best interest of the child, once again. If you don't like that motherfucker, that has absolutely nothing to do with how much that child likes that motherfucker. Okay? Nothing to do with that. We touched on that a little bit last night. We had a debate at the end of last night's show, and that might bleed over to that particular line of questioning. Hope those people call back. from what kind of clothes they wear, who they hang with, where they go, what they watch on TV, what they eat, and more. The decisions we make as parents will often shape and mold them into the adults they will become. I say often, not every time. You can grow up in a fucked up household and come out to be a good person because you've seen all that fucked up shit, or you can grow up in a very good household and become a crackhead. I'm just saying. We know that parenting is key, but it's not the end all of what a person will become. It is an element, all right? But discussing these important issues will help. To have some frank and real talk amongst your peers will help. And that's what we're going to do in this episode. First person on the line, we got someone coming from the 646. I'm going to go ahead and open up the lines. I'll interject my little thoughts because I don't want people hanging up. So I'm going to the lines ASAP because we got people already raising their hand. 347-934-0966, www.blogtalkradio.com. Cave Hunter Internet Radio, I'm your host, Blizzum, and you're on the air, 646. Holla at me.
Hey, Blizzum, how are you?
I'm doing good. What's poppin'?
Okay, this is Poison from Midtown.
Hey, how you doing? What's going on? Thanks for calling the show. I appreciate it. First question, of course, off the top is, do you have kids?
I have 4 of them.
Wow, well, that's a lot. Kudos, you know what I'm saying? What are the age ranges of the kids?
They're 20, 19, 12, and 9.
Ah, 2019. Oh, so you've been through it, and you're about to go through it again. Ooh. Listen, I feel for you. Big ups to you, though. Big ups to you. Okay, now, of course, a variety of questions that I want to ask. Are you married, or is the father in the household, or what's that situation like first?
Well, their dad is not in the household, but I have a great relationship with their dad. We have a great relationship with their dad, you know.
And okay.
We parent together, you know.
Very good. Very good.
But the oldest are in college, you know.
Okay.
And they're off their own. And those kids did not give me no problem. What I wanted to say was, like, you have to be a different parent for every child. I do not parent 12-year-old the way I parent my 9-year-old. My 12-year-old is off the hook.
Wow. Right. Actually, you're right. You know, and I think that when it comes to kids, like you just said, you can't parent a 12-year-old like you can a 20 or a 9. It's very different in age. But I think that a lot of times people, and I think it's old school mentality. I think because back in the day, people had so many kids back then, way more than we do now. You feel me? That they had to kind of do a blanket sweep of the way they did things because it was just so many kids. You feel me? But I noticed that I only have 2 kids. For anybody that's listening, I'll go ahead and put that out there. I have a son and I have a daughter. Okay. And I will, in fact, parent them differently. I parent them differently now just based off the fact that one is a girl and one is a boy, and off the simple fact that they have different personalities. I think you just can't make a blanket statement when it comes to parenting kids, and age and personality differences and the sex of the child, I think, really matter. Some people say, oh, well, just because she's a girl or a boy, you should treat them differently. I really beg to differ, especially when it comes to the age of, when it comes down to stuff like sex and all that. I'm definitely 100% not going to be treating my daughter the way I treat my son. Now, you can say that's wrong or not or whatever, but one thing I will respect and tell everybody on the show, they're my damn kids. Okay, so I'm going to do it the way I want to do it. Right?
I need to ask you this, right?
Right.
And this is hard where I'm at right now. But right now my son is on punishment. He's been on punishment for a month. He's 12 years old, and he would call himself dating this little girl out here. Now he's 12 years old, and he's 5'8", and he looked like he's 16.
Okay.
He called himself dating this little girl out here, a little girl about 15, 16.
The girl's older? Wait. The girl? Wait, see,
yeah.
Now let me tell you why I have concern just right off the top with your story, where you going. It's because I actually lost my I'm concerned because I lost my virginity to someone who was older than me. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
A girl that was actually older than me, more experienced than me, you feel what I'm saying? And I was actually looked older than what I did at that time or whatever. So I'm seeing this line of questioning and I'm seeing where this is headed, where this is going. You feel me? Now, and it's also weird when the teenage girl likes the younger boy. Because normally that's the opposite way around. You feel me?
She don't
the teenage girl likes the older guy.
No, she don't know how old he is. I know she don't know. I think if she knew, she would be upset. Okay? But this is the thing. I found, because we're talking about parenting, right? And they different. I found some condoms. And it's done. Whatever. If he's already had a taste, he gonna keep doing it. It don't matter what I say.
Repeat that again. I need you to repeat that again. I want everybody to be absolutely clear on what you just said. Say what you just said again.
He done had a taste. He's gonna keep doing it. It doesn't matter what I say.
Let me make sure everybody that's listening to me that's on the phone lines, everybody that's listening to this podcast after the fact and can't call in and interject. There is no true statement of what she just said. This is a boy, a male. Maybe with a female, it'll be different. But once, as a male, I can tell you, as a black male and me being friends with black males and every black male that I talk to, and I got a wide variety of friends, once we get that first taste of some pussy, that is it. You are not stopping us from trying to get it again and again and again. There's nothing better. Once they start, don't try and stop the boy. If the boy starts, give him the condoms. Give him the condoms.
That's it.
Give him the condoms. That's it. It's over. Game's over. There is no reversing that effect. He already knows what it's feel like to get it.
He don't care if he got to get her behind the building, up under the set, wherever he got to do that. In school, they going to do it.
Going down.
Now, with the girls, if I would have found, because the girls were perfect, you know, as far as I'm concerned. If I would have
found. I don't know.
I'm just saying, you know, my 20-year-old, my 19-year-old, you know, with the relationship we had and what we went through, I didn't have no headache. My brother didn't give me no headache. This boy is wearing me a new one, okay?
Okay.
But if I would have found a condom in one of my daughter's bags at 12 years old, I'd have fucked her up. I'd have put my foot so deep in her ass, and the girls, they look at me and they go, Ma, if that was us, you would have did. I sure would have.
Right.
I got a 9-year-old daughter right here now, Blizzum. If I catch one on her, I'm going to fuck her.
Right. I'm not mad at that. I'm one of the people who understand the difference between treating a girl and a boy different. I don't understand the logic of people. I don't understand the logic of people who think you can't treat them the same. You feel me? Are we the same?
What you going to raise? You going to raise a faggot? What the fuck you raising? What you raising?
Right. You feel what I'm saying? Like right now, everybody, if you're a grown person, you know how different men and women are when we grown. What the hell you think is, I mean, what are you doing? You feel me? We don't, I mean, everything about us is different. Venus and Mars, whatever you want to say, whatever the cliche you can come up with, we are different. So why would you parent the same? Hell yeah, I would be more concerned, more upset. But I tell you this. If that was my 12-year-old daughter, I still, I'd be mad and she gonna be on lockdown. The clamp's coming out. But I will not deny the obvious. I will in fact
still give her the rubbers.
I'll give her the rubbers, and we're going to get you on birth control right now.
Yeah.
Right now.
But it is what it is. Different because then now I'm looking for the boy too. I want to kick his ass. See. If it was my 12-year-old daughter, then I got to go find a boy. I got to tell her pops, and her pops is coming to rip his head off. You know? It's a whole lot of different things. See, like right now, I don't know. Maybe the girl pops might be looking to rip my boy head off. I don't know. That's how it goes.
Well, no, you know, okay. You know what? Let me just. This is K100. I have to absolutely keep it real with you. To be honest with you, and I know people are going to say, listen, this is wrong, you crazy. But I'm just keeping it real. It, depending on what age my son is, I'm going to be a tad bit concerned if he ain't got no pussy by a certain age, to be honest.
Oh, man.
I have a friend right now, and I hope that she can call into the show. She has a son. It's a little older, you feel me, in age. And he hasn't gotten laid yet. You feel me? My son ain't all the way in or trying to get in or anything like that right there at around 16-ish. You feel me? He still want to just sit in this room all day with him and his homeboy and play PlayStation all the time. He don't got no girls calling the house. I don't find no dirty texts, no nothing.
Yeah.
Nah. But my daughter, I'm praying and hoping I don't hear. You feel me though? I'm praying and hoping
I don't
see any sign of that shit until that motherfucker take her ass to college and then she just get him.
They just different, man.
Right,
they different.
Right. You can't. I don't understand the people who literally try and parent them the same.
But that's the kids. But see, that's why nowadays so many relationships go wrong because everybody wants to act like all this is microwave. Like, whatever you know it didn't work for you when you were coming up. So why are you going to try to pull that same shit What I mean to say is, with the boys and girls are different when we're young. So when we get older, we're still different. The same little tricks and things that you guys played when we were young is the same little tricks that y'all play now, just that y'all older. I treat all men like they my son, and I don't have no problem with them. I handle them all.
You treat all men like your son? I don't know if that's
treat,
no problem.
I handle them all.
Who does that?
I mean it, no, and the fact of, like, they're different. They what they looking for, like, men love sex, period.
Yeah.
Y'all want sex. Y'all want the cutest thing, the hottest thing. And y'all want to conquer it, like my son. He wants to conquer it. He wants to go out, conquer, come back and say, "Mommy, look what I done here. Look what I got. Look."
Right.
Let a man be a man. You know, the same
right.
way I treat. That's what I mean by, you know, I treat my son just like I treat them. Just like I treat all men. I treat all of you guys the same because y'all are the same. Y'all want to go out, conquer. Y'all want a woman to be a woman. You sit back there, you know, be like this, be like that. Everybody wants their stuff, and you know, hey.
I understand that.
Okay.
Now, what about key questions I want to ask everybody? What about discipline? How do you discipline the child? You know, do you discipline different based on the boy, the girl, the age, whatever? Do you whoop your kids, punishment, whatever? How do you handle that?
Well, the discipline comes with the child. It has nothing to do with the age, and it has nothing to do with the sex. The discipline comes with the child. My 9-year-old, I don't need to spank her at all. She's terrified. If you even mention a belt, she goes to tears. So she's always on her best behavior. I don't have to spank her.
Mm-hmm.
My son, I send him to, after I punch him up in his face a couple of times, not really in his face, but after I punch him up a couple of times, I send him to his father. And his father straight fucks him up.
Right,
you know?
Right. Well, that's how you got to be.
But after I get my little licks on, because he's 5'8", and I'm only 5'8". We stand the same height. We the same size. So, you know, after I finish knocking on him, which don't hurt him a bit, then I send it to his father and let his father kick fire out his ass, because he always doing something. My son is straight bad. The girls is not like
that. You know what? Let me give you some props. Because you're going to have a lot of motherfuckers calling in here tonight that don't want to admit that they got some badass motherfucking kids.
Oh,
you feel what I'm saying? You feel me?
Oh,
you're going to have them? They're going to be here. They're going to be on the show. They might not even hit the number one and actually listen. I mean, actually talk. I mean, excuse me. But they listening. You feel me? They judgmental asses.
They're
going to listen to how I said I will fuck my kids up now. I will
Listen,
say.
I got another one for you.
Go ahead.
Now, he was just getting off punishment. He back on punishment now. He's been on punishment for 4 weeks now. But he was just getting off punishment before this last time. The girls are cleaning up the room, and they find a bag of marijuana. Oh, Lord. You know the lies come.
Yeah. But you know what? Listen to me. I give you the all clip. Listen, this is why I say is you got to. I parent differently, and I know that I parent differently now, and I know that I would definitely parent differently with my daughter and my son the older they grow. Yes, my daughter may not have as many I may not allow my daughter to do things that I may allow my son to do because she's a girl. That may be true, but I will absolutely, I can tell you 100% that I'm going to fuck my son up on some sensible shit far more than my daughter because he's a boy. First of all, so A is to make his motherfucking ass tough and to let him know, nigga, you a black man, you're going to get handled more harshly than your counterparts. B, because nigga, the shit that you doing, especially if I find some whatever weed or whatever, and it's hard for me Because some things may seem hypocritical to my son, because my son may see me drinking, listen to my music, and hear me talking about fucking with broads and all this kind of other little shit that he knows that maybe daddy, you know, may have done these things. So I have to make sure I tell him, you don't do what I do, you do what I say. And so when it comes down to finding some shit like weed in his room, nigga, you already going down a path that I'm really, really trying to stop you from going down. You feel me? Even though I've had a show already where I said, like, weed really ain't all that bad to me because I smoke weed and I drink and shit. But at the same time, it's about the fact that you disrespected my house or whatever you're trying to do in my house. This is really more so than why I'm trying to fuck you up. And if I find the goddamn weed bagged up in diamonds, nigga, like you serving, I'm really finna fuck you up. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? You know what I mean? If I find a joint rolled in the root and this little nigga smoking weed, but if I find you, nigga, I find you with a goddamn Ziploc full of dime bags, now I'm finna mash you, nigga, literally.
For real.
Because now you trying to be dope boy.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what I've been through, done that, risked that freedom, and really don't want you to do that. Because I work too hard for you not to do that. You feel me? I know that because I don't, that's not going to stop him, and he may still end up doing it because I didn't have parents. I had good parents. And I still ended up fucking with that shit for various different reasons. You feel what I'm saying? But that don't necessarily mean that he got to do it. And I'm also going to do everything in my power, which includes fucking him up to try and stop him from doing it.
That's
you feel
right.
Me?
And I'm going to be here all the time. You got to see me. You know?
Right.
Like, you know, you ain't going outside. And, yeah, you come up in here and you sit up in here with me and your sisters until you get tired. By the time you get back out, but see, that was the whole thing. I figured by the time we kept him on punishment for like 4 weeks, his pop fucked him up. I beat him up a little something.
Right.
He said that he's a liar. He's a good liar, too. Just like his damn father. Good ass liar. He said he found it outside. So how we do him is we all get him, right? Because, like, I have the two adult daughters. So we all sitting around and we want to know, well, why didn't you leave it outside? Why would you pick it up? Oh, he wanted to be cool, this, that, and the other. I went through it. I smelled it. It was some real bullshit. I think it was some damn rabbit feed with a little bit of stuff on the top, right?
It might have been.
It was, you know, that's what it seemed like to me. It wasn't none of that push-up I be doing, you know. So, I'm like, we were going in on him. He was on punishment for 4 weeks. I'm telling you, my son is bad. Behind that marijuana, he was on punishment for 4 weeks. That little motherfucker went outside a week straight, came back in here with them condoms, talking about, and then got a rumor that he got this 15 to 16-year-old girlfriend, and he got condoms. So it's like, oh, my gosh. So he's back on punishment. I don't know what to do with this one.
One thing about it, I know. The good thing is that you got a relationship with his father. You feel me? That's very important because no matter, I don't want to hear it from these fucking women out here thinking that they can teach a boy how to be a man. No, you can't. No, you can't.
I don't want to.
And you
get
it. So I feel personally letting his father handle him is a good idea, especially if he's a responsible adult or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Let him handle it. You feel me? But at the same time, I totally say and give you the green light to be hard on him because he's doing a little much. You got to put the clamps on this nigga, okay?
He's only 12. He's doing too much.
Got to put the clamps on him. You got to get a couple more asses and a couple more punishments. It is what it is. Find out what he loves to take it from him. Does he like sports? Does he like his PlayStation?
You know what he likes? He like $100 jeans and sneakers and.
You're not getting none of that.
But that's how, and I told his father, because he always taking his boy, you know, when you grow up and you don't have, right?
Right.
Like his father grew up, his father was overweight, so he never was able, you know, to get the fly clothes, because back then they didn't make them fly clothes in them big sizes like they do now. So his father spoils him with these clothes, but he's 5'8". He got on $200 sneakers, $200 jeans, $100 this, $100 that. So the girls think that.
Are y'all rich?
They think.
We are right.
We're not rich, but we are right. You know,
okay.
We do good. You know, but the girls see him and they think that, you know, They think he's older than what he is, because you know how many 12-year-olds you know walking around with $100 sneakers on?
I won't be. I don't give a fuck if I got the money.
You know.
Yeah. I mean, I gotta have Jay-Z money in order to do some shit like that, because then at that point, it's retarded for my son to have anything less. But me being a normal working person, if I'm still, at that point, a normal, everyday 9-to-5 worker, you feel me? You know what I mean? And, I, and I'm not making wild money like that. I won't even do my kid. I'm not even caking him like that. I'm not here to judge your husband or whatever, because I know that when people don't have shit growing up and they got shit and they want to do better for their kids, they want their kids to have all the things they never have. I get that. But there's also a thing about that when you do that to kids, when you actually give them and show them that they getting something, they getting all these lavish and these expensive things without having to work for it, I think that teaches them something negative in a way. So I won't do that.
I do. I agree with you. It's just that that's his dad, and I can't make him not buy the stuff. I can't stop
True.
Him.
True.
You know?
There's a lot of niggas who won't buy him shit, so you don't want to say don't buy it. But then again.
I do tell him. He don't need that. Don't buy that. And you know what's so bad? I remember, oh my gosh, this is so crazy. When my son was born, I bought him a pair of walking shoes. After I bought that boy wore them walking shoes probably 2 times. My son learned to walk in Timberland boots. I have not bought my son a pair of shoes since he was about 1 year old. Because his father don't like the stuff I buy. I buy cheap shit as far as he's concerned. And his son is not going to wear that stuff.
Well, you know what? You know what? I'm not mad at that per se, but there is that could. There's nothing wrong with giving it to your kids and whatever you feel. You know what I'm saying? I'm not even really flipping on dude about that at all. Really, not necessarily. Ain't nothing wrong with that. I'm just saying that my son ain't gonna be bummy because I'm not bummy. You feel me? So he's not gonna be the kid in school wearing bubbles when his daddy rock Nikes every day. You feel me? It's not happening. But overdoing it, I think there's a limit to overdoing it, and there's also showing him, nigga, some shit you gotta work for. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? At 12 years old, nigga, you know what I'm saying? You can't get that new pair of jeans and shit. When we finding weed in your motherfucking room, you got them bringing home D's and shit, nigga. You ain't getting shit new, nigga. You feel me? Even if I got it, nigga, you know what I'm saying? You gonna get some old shit, so you go out looking presentable, but then you ain't getting the fly shit. You ain't going here with your friends and there with your friends, nigga, if we got all these issues and shit going on. There's got to be accountability for your actions. You feel me? You know what I mean?
Right now, everything's been taken away from him except for the football, because, you know, football season is just starting. The money's just been spent, so he has to play, you know. His father, I feel, you know, he has to play also. You know,
right.
We don't want that money to go to waste. But I think it's just the fact that the way, and I can't say we raised him because I didn't do it. His father did it. He spoiled him, feeling like he's entitled.
That's a bad thing. I'm not mad that he's provided for his son, because so many dudes who don't really do it that I'm not even going to sit here and be overcritical of a black man who's providing for his son and actually overly, I guess you want to quote unquote say overly provided. I don't even know if there's such a word when it comes to your kids, but there are things that's wrong with that scenario. Like you said, and this is just my personal opinion, that there is an accountability factor that he's not learning, that you need to inject heavily and more frequently in a black male than any other kid. You feel what I'm saying? Because they're going to be the ones who have to work twice as hard, 3 times as hard as everybody else to get ahead in life.
Yeah.
You're already at a disadvantage.
Right.
You feel what I'm saying? So
right.
You have to teach them and show them. You feel me? You know what I mean? You know, I got, okay, look, I want to stay on the line, no going away, because I got somebody else raising their hand, and I want to make sure I get to all my calls, okay?
All right, bless.
I really appreciate the call, though. Thanks for calling in, all right?
Thank you.
All right. All right. 347-934-0966 is getting good. That's the number to call into the show. Welcome to K100 Internet Radio. I'm your host, Blizzard. I got Key on the line. What's happening? Oh, as soon as I went to her line, her phone dumped out. Damn it, man. She'll call right back. I don't know, maybe her phone disconnected. You feel me? I'll give her a second to call back. Anybody else on the line, though, make sure you hit number 1. I got a couple of people on the line. You feel me? And like I said before in previous episodes, I don't know if, because I don't recognize, and I got some private numbers and shit. But if you don't hit the number 1 on the keypad, I won't open up your line. because there's something that shows up on my screen that lets me know that you want to talk. If not, I'll just assume that you're not at a computer, but you want to hear the show live. You feel me? And so I don't go to people and open up the lines unless you do hit the number one. So make sure you hit the number one if you want to talk to me. Now, the last caller that I had was a very interesting caller, and she brought up multiple points that I'm going to bring up in the course of my conversation tonight. I'm a parent. I'm a parent of two kids, two small kids, a son and a daughter. My daughter is 9. My son is 7. All right? Regrettably so, I am in that category of parent who does not live in a household with their kids. A fault of my own doing, having kids out of wedlock. You feel what I'm saying? Nobody to blame but me for that. So I can only mash myself. Yeah! But I do the best I can. I work a crazy schedule. I run a radio show and I run an independent label. Like I do all that and I have a job. You feel me? And I work at, you know, late hours, night hours. You feel me? And so, we're crazy off days. I work on the weekends when my kids are even out of school. I'm not off. You feel me? I'm off during the week. So my schedule is hectic. My time with them is frankly too far and in between. You know what I'm saying? And even when I am with them, it's not long enough. And I regret that. I used to live with my sons. I've never been in a relationship whatsoever with my daughter's mom. And so our relationship has suffered because of that. Because I was in the category that I talked about in my synopsis of parents who let baby mama, baby daddy drama issues come in between the kid, time with the kid, talk to the child. I've been there, done that, grew up from that, don't want to go there no more. I made a point to try and fix that relationship in order to fix and spend more time with my daughter. And it's worked out. I was in a relationship with my son's mother for a long time and lived with my son in his life for the Key's back. I'm going to open up your line, Key, and we'll finish up this point. I went to you, but your phone dropped out. I'm going to come right back to you. Hold on. For the first 5 years of his life, and then me and his mother split, but we were actually in a relationship. So for the first 5 years of his life, he grew up with the father in the home, and recently we split up. He's 7 now. We've been split up for 2 years. Now, that I say that to say this. A, I noticed a stark personality difference. And by the way, I would like to add that I was also with the woman who had kids. So I actually have lived in a house with a preteen and teenager also. You feel me? For 6 years. All right. I saw them go from junior high, one elementary on up and one junior high and all that, and a little bit of high school. So I know, A, that they go through a metamorphosis at a certain age, and B, that there's a vast and stark difference between girls and boys, and you cannot handle them the same. So what the last caller was just saying, and what I will reiterate tonight throughout the course of this show, when you call in and you ask me, first thing I'm going to ask is it a boy or a girl, and how old they are, and that would definitely determine the answer to my question or my advice to you. Because here again, there is a big difference in how you handle situations depending on those factors, all right? Depending on if the father's around, if not, and a whole bunch of other things. Living in, everything is different. I'm going to ask you a couple of questions, you know, if you're asking advice or whatever. I got to dig a little deep. I got Key back on the line. Key.
Hey, what's up?
What's going on? I hear you must be driving or something because you keep dropping.
I just dropped my phone. The battery and everything came out.
Damn it, man.
I had to pick my kids up, pick them up from church.
Oh, okay. Well, you heard, I think you were on the line when the last caller was on. I'm interjecting here and there. So, of course, you have kids. How many kids do you have?
I have two girls, a 4-year-old and a 14-year-old.
Very. 4 and 14, that's a 10-year difference. That's a big difference.
Yes, it is.
So parenting them is obviously not the same. That goes without saying. That's a rhetorical question. I already know the answer to that.
They have totally different personalities too. So, like, they're totally different.
Do you know your 4-year-old? Do you think you really know your 4-year-old's personality? You think it? I'll tell you something. I'm noticing that my kid's personality is changing. My daughter's nine now. My daughter's personality is switching. She's not as sweet as she used to be or talkative. She's getting more reclusive at nine. I'm concerned about that. She don't talk to daddy as much. I don't know what's up with that.
Yeah, because she's a female. Like, she don't want to talk to you as much. She want to talk to her mom now.
Why? Oh, that's another one.
Because they don't want to make the daddy upset. The little girls like for their daddy to see them as the angel. And that's
she's
what, nine. You know, I know.
She still better be an angel. She's nine. Yeah.
That's why she don't want to talk to you.
What?
Because you said she still better be an angel when she might not be such an angel. She don't want to disappoint you.
At nine?
Yeah.
Fourth grade? Yeah, she better be an angel.
When my daughter was nine, and she like did not ever want to make her dad upset with her. Even though he's technically her stepdad, we were together since she was four. So even when she got to be nine, you know, she didn't want to disappoint him at all.
I understand. I don't think my son would have disappointed me. You feel me? You know? So do you, okay, well, how do you discipline your daughters? That's the first question. My oldest one,
she started getting whoopings early because she just stubborn. She just one of the ones you got to whoop her tail. My four-year-old, you just tell her you about to spank her and she going to cry. She crying. She's sorry. I'm so sorry. I love you. Don't be mad at me. She does all that.
Okay, but you know what, though? I still got to get an ass. She still got to get an ass whoop. You know why I say that?
Now, if she gets older and she doing stuff, yeah, I'm a fine believer in tapping that ass. Like,
okay.
My 14-year-old.
But right now, you don't whoop her.
Well, she don't really do nothing to get a whipping. That's the thing. She's pretty good. Even my oldest daughter, she was pretty good till she got to be like that preteen age. She was pretty good.
Okay.
I never really had any problems with either one of them until my 14-year-old got older that year.
Okay. So, what have been some of the hardest things, like when it comes to your kids? What's been the one thing that you've seen that you like, see this shit here, especially with the teens? Because the teen is at that age now. You feel me?
Oh, you know, they think they know everything. And, you know, she got this funky-ass attitude. And I see that in my four-year-old, too. She going to have a little mouth on her, but she going to get what her sister got. She going to get busted in the face. I don't even care. They're like, you know, my friend would say, you can't hit her like that because she's a girl. I was like, you better sit down because you don't tell me what to do with my children.
Right.
So if you get wrong, like I yoke my daughter up, throw her into the wall. Like, don't play with me. Especially about certain things, because she needs to understand I'm not playing with her. You know, we the same height and everything, about the same size. I'm like, don't get it twisted, because I'll take it to the street with you. Like,
right,
it ain't
right.
Nothing. Because like you said, the world is way harder on you than what I'm going to be. The real world is ugly.
Yeah. I feel that. So, what about, since you got a preteen, you can answer certain questions that some maybe can't. When it comes to sex or whatever, how do you go about that? How do you handle that with the teenager?
Oh, Lord, don't make me cry on the phone about that sex thing. Well,
right.
I already had a little episode with her, because it be hurting when you know what I'm saying, because that's your girl, your daughter, and you know what can happen. And so it's like you can talk to them about it, you know, and like you said, once they get to high school, she's in high school now. So the peer pressure, all that stuff, you just have to really depend on the fact that you talk to them enough and raise them right thus far. You know, if she says she's actively having sex, I always tell her I would prefer that you be abstinent, but if you're not, protect yourself.
Right, because
you're going to be the one with the baby. You're going to come home, your stomach's going to get big. I said, you can't tell a man got a baby on the way by looking at him, but you can look at a female and tell. So you need to take care of yourself.
Right,
I prefer that she just didn't do it, though.
Exactly. And so I think that, especially with the girls, you feel me? I just think that living in this la-la land where you think... You really literally believe that you can watch them 24/7, and that's what I said in the synopsis. You can't fucking do it, man.
And it's overexposed
and bombarded with sexual. Like right now, like the funny thing about being a girl, a black girl, the thing about being a black girl is You're bombarded by, you're supposed to exude sex. You feel me? You're supposed to be sexy. You're not even cool if you're not sexy. Right? If you're a teenage black girl, you're not even cool if you ain't hot. You gotta be walking and looking like Beyonce to be hot. Everybody wants to be hot, be sexy. Be hot, aka be sexy. Well, what is the root word of sexy? Sex. You feel what I'm saying? And so, and with the black males, we are told, you feel me, to be players. It is what it is. You feel what I'm saying? I found it interesting when the last caller said something, because I know you don't have a boy, but the last caller has a son, and she was talking about the comments and everything, and I'm sitting back because on my last on one of the episodes of the show, I actually brought up the point that, you know, when you're a black male, if you get to a certain age and you haven't gotten any pussy, people ask.
Yeah, I heard her confused, like, what, you raising a fag or something? Like, yeah, so it's like you
right.
said.
That's funny. It's funny. Like, that's right. She said, are you raising a pump or something? But then again, she was concerned about the condom.
Yeah,
the
about her sex. Yeah.
Right. You feel me? It's like when you're dealing with a boy, you know what I'm saying? And I ain't even going to, you know what? I'm going to keep it all the way fucking 100. And real talk. I can't even lie. My son, outside of being a serial rapist or a molester of kids, the only other thing that my son can do that make me really, that will make me be disappointed in him is be a fag. I can't even lie. People can say, you can say what the fuck you want to say. I don't give a fuck you. This is my show. I keep the shit 100. That's the only, you know what I'm saying? This nigga can grow up. He ain't got to be a famous athlete. He ain't got to be into music like his daddy. He can work a regular job. This nigga can do landscape and cut hair. Take out the trash. All that, I still be like, nigga, that's my boy, that's my son, he's straight, he good. He can be a dope boy. And I still be like, nigga, that's my motherfucking son, ride or die. If he was to be a fag, I don't think me and his relationship would be the same. And that's sad, but I'm just keeping it 100. You feel what I'm saying? People be like, oh, you just a fucking, well, you call me what the fuck you want to, nigga, but first of all, this is the person that got to carry on my legacy and my name, and if he a punk, he can't fucking do it because he going to fuck boys, not women. You feel me? That's fucking all that. All my money I plan on, billions of dollars I plan on making from all these business ventures that I'm doing. I plan on leaving it to him, my grandkids, and blah, blah, blah. And then secondly, nigga, I just find it pretty much disgusting, and I'll be disappointed. Now, right or wrong, I kind of do tell myself, I kinda, like, if I see him doing anything feministic or anything, and since he lives with his mom, like one day, he lives with his mom, and he be around his mom and his grandmom a lot, you feel me, because of my hours that I work and shit, even though I get him after school, he still spend a lot of time around them. And he was sitting at the computer one time, and he had his legs crossed in a way that nigga just irked me, you feel me? And I got up before I knew it, I got up and popped the shit out this nigga, like, what the fuck you seen with your legs like that, nigga? You feel me? And he looking at me like, what the fuck, you know what I'm saying? But it's like, people say that's a homophobic side of me, but it's not. I don't know. Maybe it is, but I don't know.
I mean, we have to hit him for it. Just like, sign across the legs, you know what I'm saying? Man,
I didn't hit him hard. I just like, yo, what the fuck? You know what I'm saying? You feel me? But, you know, that's the hit on there. The root point of what I'm making is I know that I'm going to punish my son different from my daughter. I'm going to probably allow my son a little more leeway when it comes to going out and shit. You feel me? Now, let me ask you this. Since you a black woman raising a black female, a teenage female, what about how you dress? Do you feel like how you dress, that you have to dress a certain way because you have a daughter? Because I know a lot of women that got daughters.
Yes and no. The only time my daughter may see me in something provocative is when I'm going out. That's about it. But I don't wear that type of, I don't wear, and it's nothing just slutty provocative. It's just, you know what I'm saying, she know, oh, you must be going somewhere. Because I don't wear that type of stuff all the time. But even still, one thing I will say about my daughter, she don't get caught up in the whole trends or whatever, like these short-ass skirts these little girls be wearing. She don't get caught up in all that. Now, she might wear her little tight skinny jeans, and she is thick. She's thick, and she got some, you know what I'm saying, breasts on it, a little waist, flat stomach, all that. But, you know, I just talked to her about it. I was like, because you don't want people to have the wrong idea about you, and then when they approach you a certain way, you get upset. So, like, back to the way I dress, you know, she pretty much know, like, okay, you must be going somewhere. And she can tell, like, if I'm going out to dinner or if I'm going out to a club, there's a difference. But I still don't just dress slutty like that.
Okay, I mean I understand that. I just think that I want to tell all the you know, the black women, because I know some black women with daughters who actually be there, see them when they're getting ready to go out to the club or whatever. You feel what I'm saying? And you know, they got the super sexy outfit on. You know what I mean? Then you know you are, but you know, and I know women who let their daughters wear shit. Well, I'm just like, what the fuck?
Nah, I don't let my daughter know. She already know that. Especially, but you know, some of these women dress like that all day, every day. They dress like that all the time. So that's why some of their daughters feel like it's okay, because they see mama like that all the time.
How old was your daughter before you let her wear heels? Stiletto like type heels. How old?
She still don't wear them. What you talking about stilettos? You got to put her down somewhere. No, she can wear like some little, them church heels, them like an inch and a half, some she wear for the chorus to perform. That's about it. But none of that, you know, stiletto, no, 3-4 inches. No, you got to sit your ass down somewhere. You ain't about to do that.
I got another call on the line. I'm getting ready to go to her. I know who that is. I'm going to her line. I got one more issue that I want to ask, and I open up my other caller because she's still on the phone, and I go to my next caller. What about the cell phone shit? I got an issue with kids and cell
phones. Oh, let me tell you.
I don't know how old you. Let me just say this. I don't think a motherfucking kid in high school, in junior high, need a motherfucking cell phone. You feel me?
And they don't.
I know, but now my son's sister, which was my ex's daughter, she's in middle school, and she got a phone. You feel me? Now, like I told her mama, I said, you know, when you sit together, she wouldn't have that motherfucking phone. I don't give a fuck who bought it. You know what I'm saying? I don't give a fuck if my grandma bought it. I'd take it from her. I don't give a fuck who bought it. She living with me up under this. Well, I'm paying bills that she can't have that fucking phone. Now, I don't live with them, so it's like, now, you know, okay, that's on you. You feel me? But with all the shit that's going on, with little girls sending out naked pictures of themselves, texting, all this old motherfucking shit right here. Y'all gotta understand, y'all giving these motherfuckers a tool to crank that shit the fuck up. My little girl is not getting a fucking cell phone in junior high. If she get it, her motherfucking mammy gonna give it to her. I'm not giving a shit. Not a junior high. I don't give a fuck. You get mad all you want to. You ain't getting a fucking cell phone from me in junior high. They still got a fucking phone in the office or something, go down at school, which is where the fuck you should be. If not, if you with somebody else, your friends, I should know where the fuck you at anyway. So you don't need to call me. I'll be outside when I told you I'm gonna be there. You feel what I'm saying? So, what do you feel about that? What do you
got
to say about that?
My daughter just got her cell phone last year, but she started punching it so much, she'll never have it enough. She'll never have it, because it's like, you do any little thing. It can be some little, it's like you didn't wash the dishes 2 days in a row. Oh, yeah, give me that phone. Get up.
Because they love it. I'm addicted to my phone, but I pay my own goddamn bills, so I can be addicted to the motherfucker. I pay for it. You ain't paid for
it. And then, too, like, as of right now, she don't have it because she done broke 2 phones. Hmm. She done broke, like, dropping them. And I said, okay, well, you're awake.
So you never, have you ever found anything disturbing in the phone? Anything like that?
Yes, Lord, Jesus Christ.
See, that's why I'm not doing it. No, fuck that shit. I don't give a fuck about her mama getting mad or whatever. Like I told her, if you want to get if my daughter was living with me, she definitely would have it. You feel me? Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
I got to hang up so I hear everybody talking. I can't hear somebody talking. But I feel what you're saying about the whole cell phone shit. You feel what I'm saying? You know what I mean? And I would never.
They don't need them. That's the whole thing. They don't need them. And she been just fine. Calling me from the office and all that.
Yeah. Okay, I got some people on the line. I got somebody raising their hand. I'm going to go to them. Stay on the line if you can, though, okay?
All right.
I'm going to go to the 843, but I want to ask my previous caller, 646, real quick. Does your kids have cell phones?
Well, the two adults do. My 12-year-old, like I said, and I'm, Blizzum, thank you so much because you're, like, helping me shed light on this kid. When it comes to his cell phone, he has lost 2 cell phones in the last 3 months or so. And the last phone he lost, when I'm telling him, like, you shouldn't have took the phone out to play basketball, this little motherfucker going to tell me, well, the phone was only $50. It's not that serious, Ma. So this little motherfucker just getting a little, he just get too much.
Right.
This little motherfucker, we got to cut him off. He cut the fuck off after I get off the phone.
I just don't believe in junior high age kids having cell phones right now, because you have to understand what the fuck you can do with a cell phone nowadays.
They
the shit not doing a, yeah, you don't, you don't, yeah.
They call it sexting. But the only reason we gave him a cell phone is because he travels to school. You know, he has to take, he actually travels an hour each way to school. So that's why he had the cell phone. He got it for the first time last year when he was 11, and he just started middle school, you know. Up here, middle school is from fifth to ninth grade.
Uh-huh.
And he just got the phone, and what I'm realizing is my son is just fucking spoiled. This little motherfucker is just off the hook.
Yeah, he might be a little spoiled. He might be a little spoiled.
And the sexting, and now see, I never seen anything on his cell phone, but I have come and logged on to my computer,
uh-huh.
and his AIM chat box will be open.
Uh-huh.
And they do a whole lot of cussing. And you know what else he like? He like that battle rap. They each other face and they be, but then see, like, I'm a hip hop fiend. Like, I grew up with Eric B. Rakim, and you know, like, when I say grew up with them, like, I hung out drinking Cisco with these niggas, you know. So he got that, and his dad is in the industry, and you know, things like that. But no cell phones. No, hell no, they don't need no damn cell phones in middle school.
Yeah. I'm not giving my one today. Maybe high school, but it all. I mean, like you said, if he got to travel an hour to school every day, then
That's why you have one.
You know what I'm saying? But it's going, you know what I mean? You don't need the internet and all that shit on there. That's just for emergencies. You feel me? All right. You don't need a picture phone. You don't need no picture phone so you can take a picture of your dick and send it to your girlfriend and all kind of wild shit kids is doing. You feel me? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's right, what they're doing. And give them some minutes. They've unlimited this and unlimited that.
Yeah,
no, you don't need no unlimited. You got 50 minutes up, you know?
And you don't need to be using shit except when it's an emergency. Okay, let me go to my next caller, all right? All right. 843-LL, is that you?
What's going on? It's me. Yes, these finals are kicking my butt. I done missed a couple of shows. I'm going to have to pull them up on the podcast.
Oh, man, you got to catch up because last two was off the chain. It was good. It was good.
I got so good.
Yeah, last night was good. So, I know, but how many, tell the people how many kids do you have and their ages?
Okay, I have two kids. I have a 9-year-old and a 14-year-old. They'll both be 10 within 3 weeks. But,
which is my son
is the oldest. Quentin is the oldest. Natea is the youngest. Right. And, you know, I think everything in moderation, and as long as the rules are laid out, and if you come across an issue, then you handle it as such. Because me, for one, I am very, very, very protective of my kids. My kids can go to my mom's house, and if they're not getting along with their cousins, they can call me, and I will come get them. I am very, very protective of my kids. So I don't, honestly, I can't even tell you how long Q has had his cell phone. I don't even know. One of my main reasons for Quentin having his cell phone, I guess he's had it for about 4 years. He's probably had it since he was 10. I'm not even going to lie. Is I've never had a house phone. I've been a single mom for almost ever. And whenever he needed to call me, I always wanted to be at, you know what I'm saying, the touch of a dial for him and not having for him to depend on anyone else to allow him to use whatever phone or whatever. I always wanted him to be able to get to me. Also, me and his, like I said, I'm a single mom. So both of my relationship with my baby daddies ain't always been good. And as long as they're talking to their child, once the emotional connection is gone from me and them, as long as they're communicating with their child, it's all well and good for me. So by that being said, you know what? He has a phone, call him. He has a phone, he can call you. Your child support helps pay his bill. That is y'all's way of communicating. The same thing with my daughter. My daughter just got her cell phone. She used to be able to use mine all the time, but I moved to a new city. I work two jobs, and I go to school full time. I don't ever want my daughter to be in a situation as a little girl and be with somebody and something goes down, God forbid, or she's just uncomfortable. And her being a child, adults do like to say, you know, you're just upset. No, go sit down somewhere. You can't use my phone. No, I always want to be accessible to my children. And if it's theirs, you can't tell them they can't call me. If it's yours, you can.
I understand the rationale behind it. I don't ever want them to be in that position.
But on the flip side of that, some of us are complaining about cell phones and the texting and stuff like that and the internet, but 9 times out of 10, I'm willing to bet your child has a PS2 and they can do everything but make phone calls on that PS2. They can connect to the internet, they can text, they can send pictures. So you really can't go off on the cell phones if you are, because most 9 times out of 10, children aren't using these cell phones to make phone calls. They're using these cell phones for the internet and the texting. I mean, Natea will text me, and she don't use shorthand. She will text me and spell every word correctly, and I'm like, well, that's what's up with my baby vocabulary on point.
Yeah.
You know what I'm
saying?
You know, a lot of times we talk about, you know, the cell phone, but all these other devices now, because we're in a new day and age, they allow these children the same capabilities except for being able to make a phone call. I had an issue with Q, and everybody knows my daddy the law. I had an issue with Q where I ran across some text messages that I felt were inappropriate. They were coming from a little girl. I couldn't really tell who initiated, but he engaged in this conversation, and I set his little butt down, and I let him know that because texting and everything has become a way of life, if her daddy was to come across these messages, you can be sitting up in the juvenile detention center because this is sexual harassment. Is that something you want?
Mm-hmm. Now,
Word your thing correctly. And,
well,
I mean, if you talk to your, I feel like if you talk, yeah, he can't. Actually, texts are admissible in court. So are emails.
I understand that, but you said it as though, I mean, sexual harassment. If anything, her daddy's gonna do, he's gonna want to come wring his little neck. They probably screwing around with some crazy shit like.
But a lot of times these days, people aren't going. That's the old school you talk about, Lizum. People aren't going to wring little necks. People are going to get these little, especially little black boys, locked up for simple childhood stuff and ruining their life. A lot of this stuff is going to the legal system. And, you know, once the child is put in the legal system as a black man, he's in the legal system.
Do you let your kids have Facebook pages, MySpaces?
Quentin has a Facebook page. Yes, he does. Natea doesn't. I'm his friend. You know what? And I was very proud of him because I didn't even request to be his friend. He created his Facebook page, and the first people he requested was me and his dad. I look at it regularly. You know what I'm saying? His dad looks at it regularly. He's monitored. I think when it comes to your children and these devices or extracurricular stuff, first and foremost, it needs to be explained that these are privileges. These are not rights.
Uh-huh.
And as soon as you mess up or as soon as something falls off like grades or you become unappreciative, all these privileges can disappear. And as a matter of fact, I'm going through that with Q right now. Over the last couple of months, he's adapted this entitlement thought process. Like, I'm entitled to this and I'm entitled to that. And And right now he's on punishment. And I'm not even doing it to the way it's like, you know, no internet, no phone, you know, all that stuff that you think that is just supposed to be life for you, I'm letting you know how it really is. You have the right to go to school. You have the right to do your homework. You have the right to eat, sleep. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
that's what you have the right to do. And that's what he's going through right now. Now, he was trying to be slick and get on Facebook anyway, I guess at school or somewhere. Not realizing that I could see his updates. And I'm like,
right,
you know what? As long as you keep, and he tried to be slick, I asked him for his cell phone. He didn't give it to me because I didn't go to him and say, I told him, bring me your cell phone, bring me this, bring me that. And I was going to wait for him to bring it to me because at 14 years old, you need to own up to things and you need to take responsibility. And ain't nobody, for the rest of your life, you're not a child anymore, no one's going to be falling behind you to make sure things are done. You just, you know, you endure the consequences.
Right.
So he didn't bring me his cell phone. Well, 2 days later, he lost his cell phone at school. I need another cell phone. No, you don't, because had you brought it to me, you wouldn't have had that problem.
Right. So he doesn't get another cell phone.
He does not get another cell phone.
Okay, now let me ask you.
He sends him money. Uh-huh. He, when he gets off of punishment, he's not even allowed, because see, right now he's allowed to use the money that his dad sends him for whatever he wants to use it for. I don't touch it. He has a debit card. He gets privilege of doing that. Right now, he doesn't even have that. So when he gets his privileges back,
Wait a minute. Hold up, hold up, hold up. I gotta give you some motherfucking props. One time. Oh, hold on, hold on, hold on. Wait for it. Another motherfucking time. You actually give the money that his dad sends him for child support to him, actually, to
him?
It
doesn't even come to me. It doesn't come to me. We got to the point where
I love that.
He was getting old enough to know how to start to learn how to manage money.
Uh-huh.
And his dad set him up a debit card through his bank. It's called Teen Spending through USA or something like that. And he has a debit card.
That's not child support. That's extra money. That's just not child support. That's extra money.
No, no, no. That's his child support. At 14 years old, actually, I think this started when he was like maybe 2 years ago, they set up that account. Quentin, and I took him off of child support. I took Manuel off of child support. I'm a firm believer in, I don't really like to try to make men do what they're supposed to do. You know what I'm saying? You need to do it by yourself, or don't worry about it. Because one thing my children aren't going to do, they're not going to, at the end of the day, they're not going to ask me where was I? Because they see me all the time. They see me work. They see me go to school. They see me struggle to make sure that they're happy. They're going to ask you. And I hope that you're able to answer that question. Because if you're not, in the long run, it's going to hurt you a lot more that your child is coming to you asking you why you weren't there to provide, or why you just weren't there physically and emotionally for them, than it's ever going to hurt me, because they've seen it all, the struggle through me.
Right.
And
the kids
are going to answer those. They're going to ask those questions.
Okay. So let me ask you this, and I'm going to go to the next caller. All right?
Mm-hmm.
Two kind of questions.
I got a,
Do you discipline and do you parent differently due to age and sex difference? Can the boy do this, but the girl can't, but the boy can, and vice versa. You feel me? You know what I'm saying?
I don't think to a sexist extent. My daughter's only 10. Quentin can go outside and walk the dogs by himself. Natea can't. You know what I'm saying? It's stuff like that. But when it comes to, like, chores in the house, so forth and so on, no, they share those responsibilities as much as I can with it being safe, you know?
Okay.
If they go to my children are like peas in a pod. They, you know, they do a lot of stuff together. If he goes to a football game, he may request that his sister come with him. You know what I'm saying? It's not, no, I really don't do that. I don't tell her she can't go hang out with him. He doesn't tell her she can't hang out with him. 9 times out of 10, the table.
But if he does,
but
if he does, you know you can't make him take her, right?
No, I don't. I don't do that at all. Their personalities are so different. So every now and then they all want to do activities together, and then sometimes they're neither one of them's interested. And no, I don't make my children do a lot of stuff when it comes to going places or being with somebody. If they want to go, they can go. If they don't want to go, I'm not forcing you to go, because I remember how that was, being forced to do something. Oh, but I wanted to say something about the dressing and the attitudes and basically your personality. If you have a daughter, your daughter is going to take on your personality. You are the woman that she looks up to and respects the most. So when it comes to that dressing provocatively every day or just going to the club or whatever, she's going to pick up all of that. There's no way you can stop it, because it's what she sees. It's going to be a learned behavior.
Okay. I understand that. And I got one more question for you, and I'll go to the next caller. You have a teenage boy. When it comes to sex, like we had one caller that called before you, she found some condoms in the room or whatever. When it comes to sex, if you was to find or had inklings or think that Q was having sex, how would you handle it? Are you going to try to preach abstinence, or are you just going to buy him a fucking big-ass box of rubbers and goddamn it, tell him to use them every time? Which one?
I'm going to do a combination of both, and I already have. I've already found the condom in Q's room. I sat down with him, asked him where he got it from, so forth and so on. We had a conversation about it. I said, okay, well, are you using these? No. Do you feel like you need more? Because, you know, maybe the no's not being honest. And do you feel like you need more condoms? 9 times out of 10, if you're using them, you're going to say, yeah, I might need some more. Okay, well, he told me no, he didn't need them. He had had it for a while, whatever, whatever. Okay, if you need these, make sure you come to me. Because if you don't come to me, this and this and this is what possibly can happen, and your little dick gonna fall off.
Scare tactics always work.
I mean,
hear your point
right.
Scare tactics.
I mean, so if you need them, if you're going to have sex, definitely use them. Because if you're not and you come to me, tell me something, I'm itching, I got a rash or whatever, I need to go to the doctor, I'm going to ask you why you ain't coming to me and tell me you need a condom. Period, point blank. So, you know, right. The STDs is not really the scare factor. It's the keeping it 100 reality factor. If you're going to do it, you need to do it right. And everything that you do in life, you need to do it right or don't do it at all. And that's what I'm trying to push because I can't expect him to not have sex. If he's
right.
Noticing growth, it's going to eventually
exactly.
happen.
Exactly. That's the meat and potatoes of the point. If you know the way these kids are fucking bombarded with sex and sex and sex and more motherfucking sex in the video games, in the videos, in the movies, even in the fucking cartoons, the goddamn, everywhere. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
It's all about hooking up. That's what they're calling it. Okay, listen. You cannot realistically try to stop or you can try and dissuade, but trying to stop the inevitable is just fucking retarded. Okay?
No,
it
needs to be a trying to educate, not
right,
trying to
right.
stop. Because
right.
the more you try to stop, speaking from experience, the more you try to stop, the faster it's going to happen. Because what happens is curiosity kills the cat. What is so bad about it? If you did it, and that's how you got me, it can't possibly
that was my problem with my son. Like it's going to be hard for me to preach to my – it's going to be a – it's like my son, you know, he – look, I think it's different. I don't know. Everybody's life is different. Me personally, my story and my issue that I have to – that I'm going to have to go through is my son, both of my kids are fans, quote unquote, of my music. They love the fact that their daddy's a rapper. They want to hear, they want to listen, even though they can't listen to everything.
Yeah.
I try to make them a clean version of the clean shit or whatever. They know who I am. They know what I do. You feel me?
Yeah.
My son looks up to me for that very fact. You feel me? He'll tell you in a minute. He thinks my dad is the best, whatever, blah, blah, blah. You feel me? So he hears me say things and he watched me do things. You feel me? You know,
yeah.
I got a bar. I can't, how am I going to tell him, you know, son, don't drink. I don't want you to grow up and be a drinker when I got a full bar right there for him to see. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? If he's 15 years old and I find a blunt in his room, am I going to snap? I don't know. Like I told the other caller, I got to go to him and I got to handle that. You feel me? But I was like, I'm going to snap because.
Look, that's what.
You know what I'm saying? If I find the weed all dimed up in dime bags and a goddamn Ziploc, I'm finna drag this nigga because now you hustling. Now you selling dope. Now we got a real live issue because now you're reaching the free. You feel what I'm saying? Now it's a whole other ball game. But I don't know whether I'll cross that road when it happens, but I don't know. You know, what do you do when you do the same thing that you're trying to tell your kids not to do? What do you do?
What I do is, and I thank God for this, honestly, because, you know, I used to be a hothead and I used to just react. When it came to my son, because, of course, he's going through all of this first and different things, before I would say anything, I would take a second. And after having a couple of times of doing it, for instance, he was wanting to date this little girl. Supposedly they had been dating for a while. And I asked him, I said, you talked to her daddy? No. I said, why not? I don't know. That's not the way you do things. So I put him on the phone. You know, I will hold right now when it comes to certain things, I will hold his hand and walk him through it. I conference called him. So you need to ask, you know, you need to ask in this go down first. You don't. Especially because it was his barber. I said, you sit up in his man's chair, and he hooking up your waves, and you talking to his daughter like this, and, you know, you think that's going to go over well when he find out. Are you serious? That's not the way you handle business. You know what I'm saying? But it was like afterwards, I sat back and pat myself on the back because I'm like, these are pivotal, and these moments sneak up on you. You never expect them. You never expect them. These are pivotal teaching moments. Pivotal parenting moments that are going to stay with our kids. So if you don't react, but you think for a second, then 9 times out of 10, the right reaction will come to you.
Very good. I appreciate it. Great, great call. And thanks for calling in to the show, LL. Very insightful.
Hello.
All right. I'm moving to the next caller. Okay. 347-934-0966. That's the number to call into the show. Once again, 347-934-0966. I want to welcome everybody that's on my phone lines right now. How you doing? And welcome everybody in. Thanks to everybody who's downloading the podcast and listening to the show after the fact. Hope you're learning something. Hope you, you know, just you know, I mean, I'm not saying I'm fucking Dr. Phil over here, people. You feel me? But Dr. Phil ain't. Dr. Phil might sugarcoat some shit, okay? Dr. Phil might tell you some shit from a white folks' point of view with money. I'm going to tell you from the goddamn, your partner them, all right? The shit your brothers and uncles thinking and saying. Because these are going to be the people that 9 out of 10 times your kids are going to be reacting to. You know what I'm saying? They're going to be socializing with people on this train of thought, the average black person. You know, 95% of my listening audience is, in fact, African-American, black. You feel me? But, I reiterate, but a lot of these issues cross racial lines. And, in fact, some of them cross socio-economical lines. Okay? Some of it do, some of it don't. You feel what I'm saying? The need to teach a black child, a black male child, harsh discipline. Everybody's child needs to be disciplined, but I feel like you really have to put your foot in the ass of a black male child, because he will be dealt with harshly. He will have to work twice, three, four times as hard as everybody else to get what he want to get in life, because until that changes, and let's make this shit fucking clear, it ain't changed. If you think you have, we are progressing, but nothing has necessarily changed. Progressing doesn't mean it has changed past tense. It means it is in the progress of changing, but not changed. Okay? So we're still, you know, at a disadvantage. So anybody who feels like they don't need to whoop their young black son or their daughter too, but your young black boy, yes, getting ass whooped, not spanked, whooped, harsh punishment, beat, not abused, but fucked up. Gotta understand, pain, and you should also have an absolute fear and respect for authority, because the goddamn police and the goddamn justice system don't give a fuck about him. Alright? So he needs to fear and respect authority. If not, he can have a long, long, hard road. You have to harshly discipline the black male child harder. Alright? And follow through with it, with the black male child. Because they are going to be treated harsher in society. You can't let them slide. You can't let the black male child slide. You can't let no child slide, but you definitely, 100%, without a shadow of a doubt, let the black male child slide in discipline. Absolute. My son will get it, and he knows it. And I want him to know it. I'm his father, not his friend. I want him to be scared that I will whoop his ass. Absolutely. 347-934-0966 if you disagree with that theory, but I want my son to fear me. I want him to have a fear of consequence. You understand what I'm saying? I instill that in him. I drive that in him. He's my son. The white folks gonna treat him even harsher with no love. Mandatory, he understands this punishment that comes your way when you're a black man, when you don't do right. All right? We talked about a multitude of things. Welcome everybody that's on the line. I'm coming down the line to answer the calls. 347-934-0966. Welcome to Cable 100 Internet Radio. I'm your host, Blizzum. We're talking about episode 79, things about your offspring. We've talked about a multitude, an array of questions, and we had a couple of calls already. That was real good. The difference in discipline when it comes to age and gender. Yes, in fact, my daughter will not be able to do some of the same things my son was able to do at that age because she's a girl. Yes, there's nothing wrong with that. You talked about all kinds of things. I'm going to open up the lines because I got people calling in. I want to make sure I get all the callers up. I'm going to go to Key, and then I'm going to go to 678-768. Hold on. Key. Okay, Key, hang up and call back. I don't know what's wrong with your line. Matter of fact, That number is showing up twice. I don't know what that is. That number is showing up twice. Hang up and call back, because that number is showing up twice. That's weird. That's never happened before. That's why I think that's why I had that loop. Call back. Until then, we'll go to 678-768. You're on the air. K100 Internet Radio.
Hi, I just want to make a comment.
Go ahead. Make the comment.
Okay,
First of all, you have kids, right?
Yes, I do.
How many kids do you have?
I have three kids.
And what are their ages?
I have three kids, 7, 13, and 15. Two boys and one girl.
Who's the teenager? Okay. What is it? Is it boy?
My oldest son and my middle daughter. They're okay. Teenagers, and I have a baby son.
Okay.
My son is a baby.
All right. I'm going to ask you a couple of questions, and then you feel me. I'm going to let you comment on whatever you want to comment on, but I'm going to ask you certain questions. Okay. Do you parent them different based on the gender? You know what I'm saying? The kids are. We know that as adults, girls and boys, men and women are inherently different by nature. So I don't understand people who have this blanket system of parenting in certain aspects. Do you parent them differently based on the fact that one is a boy and the other is a girl?
Well, yeah, I do. Not because one is a boy and one is a girl. Not that, just solid. That's my final answer. It's because they are two totally different people with two different, it's like day and night.
Right.
But I do certain things that my older son may do that my young daughter, I won't allow her to do.
Right. And there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that. I don't understand the person who finds something wrong with it. There is nothing wrong with that. What is wrong with that?
I mean, my son goes to this little teen club called The Lab around the corner from the house. But that's just, I just don't want her to be in that type of environment. Even though she's a teenager and she wants to go, she asks to go every week, and I tell her no, and every week she asks me, and every week is no, unless she have an older cousin that's coming over. But that's just not where I want her to be. It's really not where I want him to be, but see, he has the mentality that he don't really want to go anyway. But she's a party animal.
She
wants a party.
Right.
My daughter's a party animal. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, if she's a partner, you're saying that figuratively because as a parent, she can only party as much as you allow her to, right?
I say that because that's what she's into. She likes music. She likes to dance. She's very popular. She likes to hang out with her friends. She makes good grades. She makes good grades and she do things that she's supposed to do, but I'm just not ready for that.
Being popular, there's nothing wrong with being, popular,
When you're being popular, you want to hang out with your homegirls. Okay. But they got this and that. Some of her friends are going. Some of her friends go all the time, but I'm not ready for that. I'm not ready for that stuff yet.
Well, they live over there, and she lived there, so her ass can't go. That's just that. But you did say she made good grades and everything, so, I'm a firm believer in rewarding good behavior. As much as I've preached on this show tonight about punishing bad behavior, I'm a firm believer in rewarding good behavior. I don't think a lot of parents understand that you have to do that too. I think some parents feel like, providing you food and water, food and place to live is enough. I understand, but when they go above and beyond, they always making good grades. They don't give you too much back talk or blah, blah, whatever. Show them that, good behavior is rewarded, because in life, when you do good, you're only teaching them life lessons. In life, when you do good, that's what's going to happen. Good things are going to come to you. You feel me? And when you
That depends. I'm sorry. I don't know if I agree with you. It depends on what you mean and how you mean by rewarding them. Because I don't want to reward nobody. I'm not going to reward her for getting good grades. We may do something special. I tell her how proud I am, but I'm not going to give you anything like money just because you got all A's or nothing like that, because those are things that are expected of you. Those are things that you're not getting good grades for me. You're getting good grades for you. I mean, your good grades ain't going to make me get a promotion at my job.
I'm saying, showing the daughter that making good grades is good, and if she's asked to do this or do that, you say, yeah, because. And if she doesn't make the good grades, you say, no, because. You feel me?
I mean, that's a given, but I'm saying that every single time she make good grades every semester, she's going to get something. Like, she's been doing good. She's been doing her work, doing very well, going to practice, doing the thing that she wants to do. She wanted a cell phone, so I got her a cell phone.
Oh, yeah. How old is she?
So, I mean.
How old is she? How old
but
is she?
Now,
how old
she's
is
13.
She's what now?
She's 13.
13. We just had a long discussion before you jumped on the line about how I feel about kids with cell phones and junior high age kids. I disagree with it. You feel me? Because, depending on the circumstances. Like, we had one caller that said, well, her child has to travel an hour or so by herself to school. And I'm like, cool. I understand that, you know, get her a little minute phone. It doesn't need to have internet and all this other kind of crap on it. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? But I don't agree with middle school age child having their own cell phone with internet access and texting and all this stuff with a camera on and all that, because you got the issues with the sexting and all this kind of stuff right here. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? That goes on, the stuff that they say on the phone or whatever when they're in the privacy and not around you. It's just, it's too much that you can get into with the cell phone now, because now they're not just phones, they're mini computers. You feel me? And basically, when you give a child a cell phone at a certain age, it's like giving them access to a computer unfiltered if you're not taking care of it. You agree with that?
Well, I have a computer at home. I'm not at home all day. I can't watch them, oversee them all while, here they have access to the computer. So what's the difference?
Well, I wouldn't let them have access to the computer unwatched, unfiltered. Yeah. Hello?
Is that what you're saying?
Hold on. You was breaking up. What'd you say?
Are you saying that if you had a 15-year-old son and a 13-year-old daughter, and we have a computer, they can't get on the computer until you get home? Is that what you're saying?
Depending on what it is they're doing when I get home. I probably would. What I would do is, since they're not, because it's so much fun I probably would restrict their access to the computer, you know, between certain hours. But there's so many programs and stuff that you can buy to block out, especially the teenagers, because the teenagers, it's so much, listen, they, it's so much stuff that you can see when you're a teenager you know what I'm saying? You gotta watch what they're doing on the internet. I mean, you can't let a teenage and a 13-year-old and just have free-willingly access to the internet. The internet is a fucking, I use the internet all the time. All the time. I got two businesses that I run from the internet. You feel me? I'm on the computer more than the average person. I know the stuff that you can find and you can see on the internet. And at a 13-year-old? Fuck no. Yeah, they need to be watched on the computer. Yeah. Matter of fact, you can't wait till I get home.
So when you do get home, are you going to sit up a chair right next to them and while they're on the computer? Are you saying that's, I mean, unless you're going to sit there right beside that child while they're on the computer, then you still don't know what they're doing.
No. You can put the computer in, you don't have to put the computer in their room. You can put the computer in the living room. If they're going to do something crazy and they know at any second you can just walk by, they're going to be less likely to do some craziness on the computer. If you can just walk
or
by.
If they want to do it that bad, they know how to minimize the screens.
Well, my thing is, if you're not going to jump to them while they do that, then... I'm going to make them jump through them hoops.
What's the point?
The point is, you're going to have to goddamn get your sneak on, be sneaky, do what you do, but I ain't going to make it easy. They're going to do what they want to do anyway. We already had this discussion about people, kids are people, and you do what you want to do as an adult, and everybody else going to get to an age where they're going to do what the fuck they want to do anyway, no matter what mom and daddy say. They going to buck. It's not if, it's when, okay? That's inevitable. They're going to do what they want. They're going to go against your rules and your regulations. They're going to go against the grain. It's not if that's going to happen. It's when and which rule they decide to break. Okay? But it's not an if. It's a when. Now, you got a teenage boy. You feel what I'm saying? What would you tell him if you feel like he was having sex? Would you tell him to abstain, or would you just give him condoms and tell him to protect himself?
I'll let him know what the consequences are, but then I would still tell him that that ain't something that I promote And if he, that's what he's doing, he need to protect himself and find a way to protect himself. I'm not going to punish it for him. If you come and tell me, okay, mama, I smoke crack, I'm not going to go buy you a pipe.
That's true.
And then
that's
tell you what the pros and cons about it. No, I'm not going to just hand you out stuff like that because it's something that I don't prove, and you better not. I mean, if that's, if you feel like you're old enough and you know the consequences and these are the things that you have to have, I'm not going to punish it for you until I feel like you're ready, because I'm, you're going against what I'm telling you to do. So,
yeah,
no,
would,
I wouldn't just...
You wouldn't give
me
no
punishment. No, problem. I wouldn't just punish that. No, because to me,
would
that's
you put your daughter on,
situation.
Would you put your daughter on birth control if you thought she was having sex? If you found some nasty texts in her phone to her boyfriend and found some rubbers in her purse and her whatever, you would you not put her on birth control?
No, if I found all of that, then obviously she's taking the correct steps to protect herself. And hopefully she would take that step as well. I'll sit down and have a long talk with her and let her know the pros and cons and see if that's what she's ready for. But that ain't the first thing I'm going to do. No, I'm not going to furnish everything for you and say, okay, yeah, do this. You can do this, but this is what you need to do. Nah, you shouldn't be doing this at all. That's crazy.
But you know it's going to happen, right? You do know that, right?
No, what's going to happen? So yeah, what's going to happen?
They're going to have sex. Probably before they leave out of your house. The chances
probably
of them,
will.
Yeah, it's very, very, very
but
severe.
I understand what you're saying, but what I'm saying to you is, no, I'm not going to provide any of that. Now, if you come to me and tell me this and we talking and you feel like this is, you want me to take you that, then yeah. Other than that, I mean, just like when I was young, I took myself. Because I was talked to enough to know what could happen, the pros and cons and this and that and the third. So I took the initiative and took myself after school and took care of what I needed to take care of, even though I didn't want to tell nobody what was going on. But I did that on my own because there was somebody there that talked to me enough to say, okay, look, I did this and that and the third.
Okay. All right. Well,
I'm not going to be just.
But you're not going to furnish it. You wouldn't give your son any condoms, is what you're saying. Or put your, take your daughter to the doctor and let your daughter give her some.
I think if I talk enough and let them know and teach them and show them, then they'll know what to do. If they feel like that's what they need to do and that's, you come to me, and then after that you still feel like that's the thing to do, then of course I will assist, I will help and tell you what you need to do, but I'm not just going to do it just, okay, I brought these home because I know this is what you're doing. No, it's not going to be like that.
All right.
Not for me.
Okay. Well, touche. All right.
But
I
thought we was talking about discipline.
Oh, go ahead.
I don't know
what
we're talking about, but
you jumped
all the way off the mall. We must be talking about a whole bunch of stuff.
Yeah,
but now
yeah.
You done made me forget about what I was saying, so I just listened to the next call and get back on track and call back.
I can talk to you about discipline because I got two.
No, go ahead because I don't lost my train of thought. So go to them and then I'll call back if I think about it.
All right, fine.
I'm just gonna listen. Okay.
All right. Now Key has called back. Key, you're on the air.
Hey, yeah, so, okay, I was talking to my 14-year-old about some of your questions.
You talk after you was on the air earlier in the first hour, then you went and asked her what we were talking about earlier on the show?
Yeah.
Good. That's what I want all of you to do, damn it. That's what the whole point of the show is. If you haven't discussed half of this stuff, everybody, I got a lot of people on my line, everybody listening to this podcast, everybody listening via the internet, this is the whole point of the show. If there is something that we've talked about and it makes sense to you and you haven't addressed it with your children, try it. You might need to try it. You might be slipping. But go ahead. Now, what did you ask?
Okay. I put she on the line, too, so I asked her.
No, I just wanted to tell you
what she said.
Okay, fine, go ahead.
I asked her about, like, when I get ready to go out and how I dress, so, Maya, how you feel about when I'm getting ready to go out, what I wear?
I help you.
You help her. Now, well, the question, well, see, I'm asking that.
Was, do you feel like you can dress that way?
No, I don't. Because you are 30-something years old and I'm only 14. And if I was to walk out the house looking like that, I'm sure one of my friends would look at me like I was drunk.
Maybe. Hey, that means you're raising it right. That means you've set the standard, and that means you did the foundation work of breaking it down to your child. You do what I say, not what I do, because I am grown. You feel me? That's groundwork. If she understands that, you feel me? If she knows that, yeah, my mama can wear that short skirt or them tight pants or whatever and have her breast showing or whatever, you feel me? And I can't because I'm not grown, then you've done the fundamental groundwork. You feel what I'm saying? You know what I mean?
You feel like you need to stay at home.
No, I don't want one, but I could live without it. With that clothes thing, that's like my friends, some of their like little cousins and stuff, they look up to Nicki Minaj. And I say, that's not right, because when you look at how she dressed, like, she's just like a porn star.
Right.
Dressed like a porn star. Okay, she is off the phone now.
Well, she is. Well, thank you for the phone. Let me ask you one more question. Can I ask her a question?
Hold on. One more question. Go ahead.
What about, with the whole cell phone thing, do you have any of your friends that you know of who has gotten caught up in their picture getting passed around school because they took a naked picture and sent it to their boyfriend or some text like that, and they got put out there, or some video or some craziness on their cell phone?
No, because I don't associate with people like that.
Oh, okay. Okay, I'm just wondering, because my whole theory behind certain kids and certain
people. Stop playing. No, don't act like you damn.
I like my
older child.
I'm still my daughter. I mean, come on. Be serious.
I'm just asking because, I mean, not you. I'm just saying any of your friends, because my whole premise for me not wanting to have kids that young having cell phones is because they can be influenced so easy at that age by their little boyfriends or their little friends to engage in sexting or taking a nude shot, you feel me, or doing some craziness with video. And then once it gets out, and then the little boy get mad, break up with it, and send it to all his homeboys, and boom, she all over school. You feel what I'm saying? So that's my whole thing about not, you know, of course that comes back to the parent teaching the child don't do retarded shit like that. Oh, excuse me, I'm sleeping. You know, you got this little kid on the phone, you're making me sense of myself. But, you know, that's my whole thing. Like, that's why I am against young kids of a certain age having a phone, because there is so much that you can do with it. You feel
exactly.
me?
Exactly.
That's my problem with having a phone.
And with the lady was talking about the internet thing, I'm like, with my daughter, if she has something to do for school, okay, here's my laptop. You're going to sit right here in my room until you finish with it and do your work. No, it's none of that. I'm going to take it in the other room. No. You're going to sit right here, and you're going to work from right here where I can see you.
What the hell is that?
Right, exactly. All right, so I appreciate y'all calling back. And today I got some people on the line. Let me get to them, all right?
All right.
Huh? From the mouths of babes. Right? You heard the actual teenager, I think she just turned 14, I think she said, you know, with the cell phone thing. And she's in high school. I really said in high school, okay, it's a go with the phone. Middle school, nah. Nah, I'm not giving you the phone in middle school. I'm just not going to do it. I wouldn't. It's my own personal opinion. You feel me? Middle school, nah. High school, they're going to do what they do anyway. You feel me? You can't put the clamps on them that much. You feel me? But middle school, what do you need the phone for? Whatever your conversation about, if you can't have it while I'm sitting right here with you in the room, you don't need to have that goddamn conversation. Frankly. 404-563, you're on the air. Is that Miss McNair?
Did I press the one?
Yes, you did, Miss McNair.
It was probably accidentally. What's going on? Just listening.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, come on. Mom, you listen.
Yeah.
I know we talk about some issues with the older kids for the most part, but you got a child. How old is your child?
Mine is, she's only 5. She'll be 6 in February.
Oh, yeah, you got a long way to go.
A long way to go, you know, but I do discipline her, and I'm kind of hard on her, you know, and I have to kind of, you know, scale it back a little bit, because sometimes she'll do some stuff and have to remember she's a girl because I want to punch her in the chest, you know. And I'm like, if you were a boy, I'd probably punch you in the chest. So, you
at
know.
Five, at five,
right.
You punch him in the chest? Well,
at five, I would.
At five, you still got to whoop the ass in the back. Five.
Well, I whip her behind, but, you know, if she was a boy at five, some of the stuff, because Amari will try you. I'd give her a little punch in the chest if she was a dude. I wouldn't knock the wind out, but, you know. I understand exactly what you're saying as far as the discipline goes. We have to be hard on our children just because, you know, it's not being politically correct. It's just because they are black children. They're growing up in this society, and they're already under a microscope. So you have to be triple hard on them. You just have to.
Yeah, you know, it's
unfortunate, but that's what we have to do.
Yeah.
You know, and as far as the cell phone, I mean, she asked me for a cell phone, and she's only five. And I'm like, you don't have anybody to talk to. You know, and I can understand some people. It depends on, you know, what works for you. If you know at some point, you know, some people have children and they're those kind of nerdy kids, I guess, you know, and you can trust them with the phone, but you know your kid, you know. And so if you want to try it, that's fine, but you do have to be aware that it opens up a whole new realm of information and things that can happen. You know, when we were kids, we didn't have that. We had no cell phones, none of that stuff. We did what we did, but it makes it easier for predators and stuff. So you have to be really careful, you know, with the internet and phones
right.
like that. So, you know, I just think it would be the situation right now. I can't see her having a phone. You know, if things change, then we just have to go by, you know, the situation. So.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. I understand that. So you only have one, so you can't compare. I was going to give you the boy-girl scenario, but, you know what I'm saying, obviously you would do it differently because you said you're going to punch the damn boy and not the girl.
I don't have a boy, but there are some differences, and there are things, you know, that boys can have. You don't want your girl in certain situations. It's just we are inherently different. We just are, you know.
Right.
So there are some things that boys can probably deal with better than a female can deal with. And like I said, it just depends on your kid. I don't want to put double standards on my children and say, okay.
Why
well,
not? Society will. Aren't you prepping them for the real world when you do that? Why
well,
not?
You're right. I mean, because I'll explain to them. I'll say, well, this is what it's like, you know, but there are some things, I guess, you know, I guess, like you say, you're right. You know, I don't want to be where, you know, well, he can go to this party such and such and such and such, and this is what he can do as far as, you know, he's in this atmosphere and they're talking about sex and all that stuff, but I keep my daughter from it. Well, what am I saying, you know? So, I mean, it's just, I guess I have to find that out if I get there, you know, if I get a boy or
right,
something,
right,
I don't
right.
know.
Well, like I said, you know, this. Not every situation. Some shit is across the board. You feel me?
Yeah.
Do your
right.
chores or get your ass whooped. You don't
right,
do your,
right.
If the boy or the girl don't do the chores, they both gonna get their ass whooped. You feel me?
Right, right.
You know what I'm
right.
saying? You feel me?
Right.
Girl breaks curfew, boy breaks curfew. Both of them can still get punishment for that. You feel what I'm
right.
saying? You know,
right.
both of them, you know what I'm saying? But what time he has, can he go, like one of the callers said, can he go
mm-hmm.
to the Latif Bible Club at 14?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, can you go at 14? No. But daddy, shut up. Shut up. Why he did it, Doc? Because I fucking said so, because he a boy. Because he a boy. That's why. I don't need no other reason, because he a boy.
Well,
you
see,
kill
for
all
me,
the other shit, a boy, and you, he look, he a boy, you a girl.
Yeah, and you have to say,
that's
you
it.
Know, because okay, boys,
I'm
they can pretty much take care of themselves, or they travel in groups more so,
right.
and females are, I mean, it just is. And like I said, I have to go back to the Bible. You know, they're weaker. And I don't mean weaker in the sense that, you know, they're just more fragile. You have to be, you have to guard your girls. You just do.
Yeah. No, I don't think nothing's wrong with that at all. I don't think nothing is wrong with certain, when it comes to certain scenarios. Not, I'm not saying the boy can come home with all F's and the girl got to get all A's and nothing's going to happen to the boy.
No,
you know what I'm saying? He's going to get his ass fucked up for bringing home all F's. Like you will. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about certain keys, you know what I'm saying, points and scenarios. You feel what I'm saying? Like that right there. Like, you know,
right.
I said, like one caller said about one of them want to go to the teen club and he can, but she can't, and they only a year difference for what shit? Oh, well.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You feel me? Oh, well. Yeah. That is what it is. I don't know what to tell you on that. All right. Well, I thank you for calling in to the show. You feel me?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And the parenting, I'm a little perturbed by the lack of men on the show tonight. I have an issue. I'm taking issue. I'm mashing all the black men. Because them niggas would be up on my phone if I was talking about some pussy. I'm mashing all you black men that listen to my show on a normal basis. And now you're not calling and talking. What I'm talking about, what should be the most important fucking thing in your life.
That's probably because they were out in the teen bopper clubs and the girls were at home. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I was too.
You know.
With it, you know what I'm saying? You feel
yeah.
me?
Yeah.
Well,
hopefully that'll change.
Don't give me my pass, Veronica. These niggas ain't getting the pass from me today.
You know, hopefully that'll change, though. I mean, hopefully, you know, your show will be one of the catalysts to change and say, hey, you know, it's time out for being for business as usual. You know, we got to man up and take care of our, you know, our folks, our children, you know, our culture, because
right.
these are the kids that's going to be in office and run in government and, you know, what are we raising? Are we raising the society of derelicts or, you know, are we raising responsible, productive citizens? So.
Exactly. You're right. I got one more caller, and I got to play my favorite song I ever made, at least one song today, because this conversation went long. But I got to play at least one song. But I'm going to take this one call, because that's the only person else that has their hand up. But thanks for calling. All right, Veronica?
All right, baby. Peace out.
All right. Shay Shay, you're on the air.
Hey.
What's happening?
What's up?
What's going on?
I have been sitting back listening and just enjoying the show. Hello?
Yes.
And I just had to call in to show some support. And also, you need to applaud Key. I feel like Key is owed some applause. I just want to commend her for having the type of communication with her daughter. I mean, in the middle of the show, you know, she went and talked to her daughter. I've got some friends who don't have that kind of open communication. I know I didn't have that kind of open communication with my mom, and I think that's a... You know, that's a very important thing to have, especially with, you know, with your daughter. And so
exactly.
I just want to commend and applaud her for having that type of communication because
you
can tell by her daughter's response and the way she talks, you know, the type of relationship that she has with her mom.
Right, right. And, so, and you are 100% right. So, shouts out to her. And also shouts out to Lil Mama for participating in the show. Yes, yes, yes. First time we've had I don't think the first time we had a minor. I think someone slipped through the crack a couple of times and got on the show. But I do commend that and the relationship that you got with your kids, how often you communicate with them. If you think communication is important in a relationship, oh my God, the importance of it in fucking parenting cannot be overstated. Once again, I hear people all the time, they post up on Facebook and yada yada, all these things that they think will make a relationship. Well, let me tell you one thing that will make parenting a lot easier. Talk to your kids. And not every time you talk to them, you're fussing at them. Or telling them to do this. Or go do that. Talk to them. Regular conversation. K100. Keep it 100. Real talk. What's popping? Blah, blah. This, that. Oh, yeah? Well, what's going on? Oh, really? Well, who is that right there? Well, what did y'all do when you... Well, what did she say when she said that? For real? Well, what did you think about that? Blah, blah. Oh, yeah, a conversation. A fucking conversation. Not punishment. A conversation. Now, granted, I understand this, that teenagers are not going to want to have that conversation. They're going to want you to shut the fuck up. Keep talking. Yeah. But you can't just start talking at 14. You got to be talking all the way from 5. It's very important. I talk to my kids even though sometimes they don't even want to talk to me. I call my son sometimes. He'd be like, Dad, I'm playing the game, so. Motherfucker, you got pause. Pause it. I want to talk. All right? Now you're going to stay on the phone, and the longer you, the more shallow your answer is, damn it, the longer you're going to stay on the phone. And I wish you would hang this motherfucker up. Now I'm driving over there, and you already know this. So, make them talk. There's nothing wrong with that. Lines of communication are more important to parents than they are in a relationship. I know some people with great relationships and horrible kids when they do that. Something wrong.
I've seen that. I probably shouldn't even say it, but I have seen that, and I just shut my mouth because I was like, I don't have any kids, and I'm in no position to tell somebody else about theirs, but I have seen that. From the outside looking in, that is a very terrible thing to see.
Yeah. Great relationship, horrible kids. Something went wrong. Some community, something broke down. You feel me? I'd actually prefer it the other way around. Great kids, horrible relationship.
Yeah.
You had your chance.
Exactly.
Give them a fair.
You already grown. You ain't no help for you, so.
Right. Okay, I got to play one song before I get ready to sign off, and y'all got to pretty much know what it is. Hold on,
Shay. I hope you play my favorite song.
Yeah, of course. Why not? I can't even have the show without doing it. All right. Hold on. So, I got 4 minutes left in the show, and I'm going to eat 3 minutes and 3 minutes and some change up with one of my all-time favorite songs. A song I did a long time ago called Me and My Son, dedication to my son, you know what I'm saying, and me and his relationship when he was first born. And to note that he is featured on the song because all those little baby sounds that you hear in the background is actually him at the age of 6 months old. So, here we go. Listen, Me and My Son, and I'll be back to close the show.
This is a shout-out to my main man, my best friend.
Yeah, you love that.
You Robert Daniel? My homeboy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mama, hey,
my name is Gabriel.
Who put you on the street?
Yo.
Yeah.
Every time I see the streets of the slum and hear the beat that he making me numb, I think of me and my son. That's why I quit rapping for fun. So when I name rhymes, it ain't play time. That's why me and my son. And when my cheek makes me sick, you want to switch just because I came home at six. It's just me and my son. Whatever happens and it's all done, you can never ever break up that bum. It's me and my son. They say he got a smile like mine. Heaven help me keep him healthy from a life of crime. And I'm trying to do right. He me and my daughter, amazing, he came for me and even put on his dirt to serve a purpose. I admit that I was nervous at his birth, but now he bounced around when I walk through the door. I'm his daddy, I'm the only man that he should know. That he can try to, I try to, but still, why would it survive? Make him a father look right in his eyes. I recall all the time I never spent with my father. Now I'ma do the opposite so that the cycle stops. That's why the clock's hot. It's filled with fatherless babies and baby mama lazy. And now the product is crazy. And now with all this trauma in the world, I see that if I see gon' make it, then it's up to me. Every time I see the streets of the slum and hit the beat that keep making me numb, I think I'm me and my son. That's why I quit rapping for fun. So when I name rhymes, it ain't late time. That's for me and my son. And when my chick make me sick, you wanna switch just because I came home at six. It's just me and my son. Whatever happens, then it's all done. You can never ever break up the bond between me and my son. My job, son, is toughing you up. So the neighborhood hood, it won't be roughing you up. You know my lifetime before you came to the spot. I was never this happy till my apple dropped. It's funny how a small child can give you new perspective, son. When you start dating, be selective, cause these chicks will get you up, so protect yourself. Trust me, believe that if you don't believe nothing else, then it's hard to be grown, so enjoy your childhood. The streets be calling and I know that it sounds good. But everything that could ain't gold, you gotta carry your soul through all the colds of the grave when you're old. So just walk a straight line when you can, but Papa understand if you rock that man for putting his hands on your mom or your sisters too. Now this song is for Gabriel Blue, tell him your daddy the truth. Every time I see the streets of the slum and hit the beat that keep making me numb, I think I'm meeting my son. That's why I quit rapping for fun. So when I name rhymes, it ain't late time. That's for me and my son. And when my cheek make me sick, you wanna switch just because I came home at six. It's just me and my son. Whatever happens, then it's all done. You can never ever break up the bond between me and my son. Every day, think about all the games we play.
Right. I couldn't have made a better song, man. Real talk, man. You feel me? I got a song my daughter too. It's in my daughter's like, that is not always down that way. I didn't put my daughter back to me that way. Have a song for your daughter? Of course I do. I actually made it before I made that one. That was me, Blizzum, me and my son. I want to thank everybody for tuning into the show and talking about the most important thing in their life, their kids tonight. Very serious stuff. You feel me? And like I said, communication is key, man. Communication is key in parenting, just like a relationship. Cable Hunt's Internet Radio. I'm your host, Blizzum, man. See you tomorrow. We're going to have a good show. Holler at me, Monday through Thursdays, 8 to 10 p.m.